there probably will not be immediate effects felt by the public in terms of their mail delivery, and there also will not be immediate effects felt by postal employees. But, you know, what we have to understand is that there is a crisis and Congress has to address it. You know, even though there may not be an immediate change, the Postal Service is eventually going to run out of money, and that's what needs to be fixed.
The Postal Service Inspector General says that agency is going to run out of money or cash in October to pay for expenses, and again at some point next year. What does that mean for your union members, employees, and how are you working with postal leaders to at least minimize the effects?
Well, you know, that would be disastrous, not just for postal employees, but for the American people. You know, if the Postal Service grinds to a halt, American businesses will be severely affected and individual customers will be severely affected. And, you know, that would really be a disaster. I want to point out, you know, the cause of the Postal Service crisis is really frequently misunderstood. People hear that the Postal Service is having financial difficulties and they assume that it's the result of email and the Internet. And, in fact, you know, those are only minor contributors to the Postal Service's financial difficulties. The primary cause of the Postal Service's financial crisis is a 2006 law, the Postal Accountability and Enhancement Act, which forces the Postal Service to pre-fund health care benefits for future retirees. Now, that's a burden that no other government agency or private company bears. And that's responsible for more than 80% of the Postal Service's debt.
Indeed, the Postal Service has to make $11 billion in payments this year for future retiree health care. But at the same time, they're telling Federal News Radio that even if Congress got rid of that pre-funding mandate, they'd still have a deficit of hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, you know, that's true. The Postal Service is having, but compare the few hundred million to many billions. Obviously, the problem is this pre-funding requirement, and that's really what needs to be addressed to correct the problem. Now, the Postal Service, you know, does have to modernize. It is the business model needs to change to come into the 21st century and the new methods of communication that people rely on. But it can't do that while its hair is on fire.
What is the APWU doing with members of Congress to get resolution and put the Postal Service on a more financially sustainable path? What is it going to take for all sides to come together?
Well, what it's going to take is a very good question. I can tell you that we have been working around the clock to have our members reach out to their elected officials and stress to them the urgency of the situation and encourage them to take positive action. And, of course, we've been doing that at the national level as well. Now, your listeners may have heard that there was a bill passed the Senate in April that would have made some initial steps towards easing the crisis. It certainly would not have resolved all the issues to our satisfaction, but it would have taken some initial steps. There's a bill pending in the House that would actually be a total disaster for the Postal Service and for the American people. So what we're hoping is that the House will take up the Senate bill and use that as a starting point to give some short-term relief.
Remind us what's in that Senate bill that you like.
Well, the Senate bill returns an $11 billion overpayment that the Postal Service made to its retirement fund, which would, you know, help in the very immediate sense. But it also restructures this pre-funding requirement that I mentioned. It spreads it out over a much longer period of time. The 2006 law forced the Postal Service to pay a 75-year liability in a 10-year period. The Senate bill would stretch out those payments. The House bill would do nothing to address those payments.
It would stretch out those payments in what sense?
Rather than require the Postal Service to make them all completed by 2016, it would spread them out over many more years.
One of the options that has also been proposed to deal with the pre-funding mandate is, what about the option of reducing the requirement to fully pre-fund, maybe an 80% mix, 50% mix, something that's lower? What's your position on that?
Well, obviously that would be far better than the situation that the Postal Service is in now as the only government entity or private company that is required to fully pre-fund.
What are some of the solutions to all of this that you're hearing from your members at APWU?
Well, basically, you know, they say that Congress created this problem and Congress needs to fix it, and they're wanting, you know, Congress to get its act together and to pass legislation that will get to the heart of the matter and avoid this crisis.
The Postal Service has pushed for five-day mail delivery, a shorter delivery week. What is your position on this, and is there any flexibility here?
No, you know, we oppose any kind of across-the-board service cut. We just don't think that that is the way to solve the problem, whether it's, you know, the number of mail delivery days or this one of the more recent proposals from the Postal Service has been to slash hours at post offices to as little as 2 hours a day or closing half of the nation's mail processing centers. None of these things is going to strengthen the Postal Service for the future. They would all severely hamper the Postal Service, really weaken it even more, and we fear that it would drive away business over the long term and you know, kind of continue this negative downward spiral.
The Postal Service says it wants more flexibility to run like a business, make decisions like move to five-day delivery, but some union members are opposed. Why is this?
Well, you know, the postal employees have seen that the plans seem to change, you know, almost every week from one plan to the next. And there is concern that the Postal Service will implement plans that are ill-conceived. But we do think that Congress needs to give the Postal Service the freedom to operate more freely in terms of taking on new services so that it can remain relevant in the digital age. That's really what's hampering the Postal Service, you know, or will hamper the Postal Service in the future. So we want the Postal Service to get more flexibility in terms of those kinds of decisions.
So just to make sure I understand you correctly, in terms of the ability to bring in new revenue through those new products and services, as opposed to having the flexibility to make cuts or closings as it sees fit?
Well, one is giving the Postal Service the freedom to expand service, and the other is giving the Postal Service the freedom to curtail service. And we don't think that curtailing service is, a long-term solution by any means. It would be a negative thing. It would drive customers away and hurt businesses and hurt individual customers.